Hosea chapter 4. The chapter begins as if a lawsuit were initiated. The plaintiff is God himself and the defendants are all human beings. We ask ourselves, what is the accusation? He sums it up in a few words. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, there is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Both their religions, leaders, and the people knew about God, but they did not know God. They had a lot of information and would have memorized many Bible passages. But like many today, they did not know God. They had not established a close personal relationship with him. You wonder, what were the consequences of not having God in their hearts? You make vows and break them. You kill, steal, and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere, one murder after another. When we look at the sad statistics of homicides and other violent crimes in America's big cities, it seems like we are suffering the same consequences because the vast majority of our neighborhoods do not know God. No matter how much information they have about him, unfortunately, as in Eden, we do not want to be held responsible. And so the divine prosecutor continues his accusation. Don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame. My complaint, you priests, it's with you. Rather, our reaction should be like that of Candon de la Barca. What do I want, my Jesus? I want to love you. I want everything in me to give you without having any pleasure other than pleasing you, without having any more fear than to offend you. I want to forget everything and know you. I want to give you everything to look for you. I want to lose everything to find you. I want to ignore everything to know you. I want, gentle Jesus, to plunge into the sweet hollow of your wound and burn myself in your divine flames. I want my last in you to transfigure myself, to die to me, to live your life, to lose myself in you, Jesus, and not to find myself.